Hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is the wonderful Elaine Marrett. Elaine attends Solid Rock Church in Drogheda. She is also a counsellor and psychotherapist. And this week, we'll be chatting about the ups and the downs of juggling ministry, life, church, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So Elaine Marrett from Solid Rock Church in Drogheda, you are so welcome here for Woman to Woman today. Actually, I'm really privileged and honoured to have you here in the studio.
Thanks.
A woman with great knowledge and wisdom and discernment. We're going to hear some nuggets today on Woman to Woman, and we've a few topics that we're going to speak about. But today we're going to talk about unforgiveness. That is a big area, unforgiveness. And, you know, as Christians, we hear that a lot. And even as a Christian woman, I would say that a lot to my non-Christian friends and family. I would say, are you holding on forgiveness? It's kind of a thing we talk about, isn't it? But what does it really mean, unforgiveness? And where is it referenced in the Bible? Where did Jesus talk about this?
Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness is a huge thing. Yeah, it's a huge thing in the past, the present, and for the future. And I believe it's something that we really do need to talk about, Jackie, today, because I see so many people stuck there. Like one of the verses, it says in Matthew 6:15, but if we do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So as Christians, it's important that when we hold, a lot of unforgiveness can start with when we get wounded. We get wounded in life, and or wounded in our heart, wounded in our soul. So it can start with something small, and we can be quick to forgive. But then there's deeper hurts that can take place. And we do what we feel is the Christian and the right thing to do is, I need to forgive. But sometimes that forgiveness is from our mouths, not deeply from our hearts. And what I've learned over the years is sometimes it's important to process a hurt or process a wound before forgiveness can take place. And I think we can be quite eager to jump because we're instructed in the word. And that's important because it can leave us in a dark kind of place when we hold on to it. But it's important we're able to work through whatever has caused the unforgiveness. And in some cases, it can be a week, it can be months. But I think once the heart is pursuing forgiveness, God sees the heart. And it's important, sometimes that will involve talking to someone, involve writing a letter, it can involve many ways of dealing with it. But I think in the past it was like, I forgive. But we hadn't truly forgiven, then we felt the hurt in our heart and we still felt that pain in our soul, that deep wound. And so I think it's important that we process. And process can mean finding a safe, confidential place to talk, whether that's with the Lord or that's with a trusted colleague. Hey, can I just talk to you about this? Knowing that's a safe place, and that's part of processing, not being judged and being able to just air it, because we're taking it from internally to externally. That's a big part. Some people do that through journaling, whatever the case may be. And then to be able to arrive, once we've talked about it, do you know what, where it says like nearly a problem shared is a problem halved?
Yeah, yeah.
And we feel just the weight of just the release of, oh, I feel a little bit better. And sometimes we might need to talk about it again and again. But I would say be careful where you talk about it. And then it's like, yeah, I can consider now for forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is a choice. We're never going to be ready. That's the reality. But I believe once our heart is in the right place, Lord, I don't want to be in this place of unforgiveness. I don't want to hold this because it's hindering really the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we need to be quick. But that means, whether it means going talking to the person, whatever the case may be. Yeah.
So the first step would be making a choice to even speak it out.
Yes.
And then getting help after that. I mean, do you think it can affect us physically, unforgiveness?
I agree, yes, it can.
Do you think it can come out in sickness?
Yeah, I agree.
And yes. I know as Christians, sometimes we're too quick to judge and say, oh, they're sick and there must be sin or there must be unforgiveness or, you know, and I think we all go through times in our life where where we do hold the unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And then as Christians, you might be convicted and think, well, hang on, I got to let this go.
Yes.
Because it's hurting not just them, but me and my family.
Yes.
So it can affect you physically.
It can affect you physically. It can be headaches. It can be a sick stomach. You know, anxiety, many things, because it depends on how close even the person is to us, or when we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we should hurt when someone else is hurting.
Yes.
And so that can have, it's like even on the way in the car, we had a little prayer of surrendering someone that had said something this morning, because that could easily take root.
Yes.
It's trying to grab it before it takes root.
Yeah.
Because these things are sent to kind of distract us, I believe. But sometimes we can easily go there. And when we go there, we have to be very careful that we mind ourselves in that place. And some people, I say, why would you choose to stay there and put up with manifestation, I suppose, of what's going on internally, not expressed externally.
Mm.
And it will manifest in many, many ways, because it creates a deep stress.
Yeah. And then you can see that. And sometimes you see it in people's faces and they're in their demur. You can see it in their whole countenance when their face is down.
Yeah.
And
it's like anger turns to bitterness, which turns to resentment.
Mm.
I witnessed that today. Yeah, so it does it when it turns to a bitterness and a resentment, it's a deep-rooted. It's deep-rooted in someone's heart and soul.
And you think as a Christian, like, we don't hold on forgiveness, but we do.
Yes,
we do. And we judge.
Yes, and see, we can be very self-righteous in some ways, as in, hey, Jackie, you need to let go of that.
Yeah.
I think a nicer approach would be to go, hey, are you okay, Jackie? What's going on for you? Here, I'm here if you need to talk about this. This is a safe place. Because as Christians, we need to have that safe place. And then, you know, when it's a trust between people, you know, they can say, hey, I think you're reading into this too much. Or, hey, that's a deep hurt. I get why you're hurting. And let's walk through this. And yes, it involves not shutting out the word of God, bringing the word of God into the situation. Mm. And like, we're clearly instructed, forgive as your heavenly Father has forgiven you. And that's
first.
The ultimate, like, that's why we choose to forgive and to release ourselves. Really, we're in the prison.
Mm.
We feel they don't deserve it. But we're releasing ourselves from the prison of unforgiveness. I often think of the Paul in prison story. And when the prison, the gates are open, I say some of us are in the prison. The gates are wide open, but we're choosing to stay there. We have the power to get up and walk through. It's a process of forgiving, but we're choosing to stay there because of our pride, whatever the case may be.
Mm. And I often think even in church, you know, you might come for a prayer and somebody would pray with you, you know, then you're back again next week and the week after, the week after, and the prayer ministry person is thinking, is this still going on?
Yeah.
But sometimes it does go on and it takes time. And a quick prayer is not going to fix it.
No.
You need the time to be able to process it, as you say, and to come again. And if it means the same, like Paul often talks about, you know, I do the things I don't want to do and I don't do the things that I should do. And you know, we do that all the time ourselves. Mm-hmm. So the Lord has compassion on us for this.
Yes.
And, you know, speaking to somebody outside church, like family and friends and colleagues that don't know God and they don't know that He's there to forgive them, it's difficult to tell them God can forgive you and this can be wiped away, because they don't believe it, because they've been so hurt. They prefer to keep the unforgiveness because it's the enemy they know so well that
they've
it becomes
friends.
Made friends, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we can have victim mentality. You know,
what does that mean?
Well, like, we can remain stuck in, well, if you only knew what they done on me.
Yes.
And that's not undermine anyone's pain. People go through great hurts, great wounds. Words can have power. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death flows in the tongue. I see so many people hurt by even close family, and when you don't know Christ, you will disengage. You'll do a boundary and you'll separate, and you tell yourself, I'm okay, I don't need them, but they're your blood. And so there's not an urgency in you to resolve. But when we have Christ, it's not that we live this sweet, peaceful, happy life all the time, because the Bible tells us we will have trials and tribulations, but we should always be looking for a healthy way of moving forward, a resolve, be able to sit with somebody, conflict management, and sit and actually talk, hey, I was really hurt when you said that. Can we talk about that? And it, what's a good tool is always let someone talk without interrupting, without shouting over them, but then extend the same courtesy back that they will hear you, and then you try and find a way of going forward together. And sometimes, as you said there, Jackie, time, we have to give things time. I remember going through a deep wound. It took me 6 months, and I was so angry with myself because the Christian in me, the pastor in me, the counsellor in me should be dealing with this far quicker than it was taken. But I had to be honest with myself and go, as I spoke to the Lord about it, this is a deep hurt, Elaine. This is a deep pain, and you have to give it time. And that time, how I worked through that one was finding a safe place to talk about it, whether that's therapy or a friend, a pastor, whatever the case may be. And I might have talked about it again and again, and I was mad. Why can I not let this go? But the key is in the surrender then. Surrender is a big word. And eventually it's like, I know I have to surrender this because I'm carrying the weight of this, and this is not doing my body any good. So processing along the way, my case, it involved meeting the person. Actually, I'm not suggesting you do this with everyone, but I had a good relationship with the person. She sensed the distance, and we met and we spoke about it and we talked through it. And I gave her some time to go away, and I went away, and we met again, and we were able to find a resolve with healthy boundaries and a way of moving forward. Prayed about it was key as well, because I felt the Lord say, you're not to put this person out of your life. This person has deeply hurt you. Come to a place of forgiveness and find a way of moving forward. And that's what I done. Another thing, the last thing I'll say, Jackie, about unforgiveness, and it's important I say this, is when we have come to a place of forgiveness, this is one thing I've learned, and I'd like to share this because I think it's revelation and it's so helpful for everybody. Sometimes we've forgiven and we go, why am I still feeling this a little bit? It can be like an onion. It can be layers of forgiveness. The other side of it, I would always ask the Lord to come and heal the wound in my soul that has happened after I forgived. So, okay, for example, it could be betrayal, disappointment, whatever the case may be. Come, Lord Jesus, and heal the wound and betrayal or the disappointment. And I release every bitter root judgments I had on that person. And I'm going to be free in Jesus' name. Something like this, where if we were looking for the healing before we do the forgiveness, I think it needs to be processing, forgiving, and then ask the Lord to come and heal the wound.
Amen. That is so good. Thank you so much for sharing that on unforgiveness. Elaine Marwitt, counsellor and psychotherapist, and one of the pastors in Solid Rock Church in Drogheda.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.